you could, for the record, just state your name and position, please.
Sure. Dr. Jim Gaines. I'm a research economist at the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M University.
It seems as though, again, just to look at this from a broad brush standpoint, if you look at the economic forecast nationally, but then narrow the focus to the state and then narrow the focus to Bryan College Station, we're almost behind a double wall of insulation there. Does that continue to bode well in the coming year, in the coming years?
I think, yes, I think so. I think College Station, Bryan, we have the advantage here that the big engine here, of course, is the government employment from the university. And as we heard earlier, speakers talking from A&M and from Blinn College, we've got nearly 60,000 students, college students that live in this town, spending money. And so we have seen a certain amount of insulation where we haven't had the kind of impact that others in other communities around the country have felt. Texas as a whole has done much, much better. Our job market has been stronger. We've held up longer. Our home market, home price market, has held up better. Not to say that it's been great, not to say it's been anything to write home about, but comparatively speaking, we're so much better off here.
I think the thing that struck me the most was one of the facts that, or one of the projections that you pointed out at the end, which is the projected growth in 2040 of that corridor, if you will, that triangle with Dallas-Fort Worth to the north, San Antonio to the southwest, and then, of course, Houston to the southeast. And right in the middle of that is the College Station, Bryan metro area. What does that hold potentially, and how do you prepare for that over the next 30 years?
Well, it's an interesting, because we are projecting, and we are not alone in this, and we're taking these projections from the Census Bureau, the State Demographer's Office, the Water Board, the Controller's Office. Everyone seems to agree, different numbers, but the general notion is that this is going to be one of the fastest growing areas in the United States. It is creating, in essence, almost an urban megalopolis between Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, the I-35-45-10 triangle. And we think that is tremendous. Now, for College Station, Bryan, we're right in the middle of it. The only issues we've got, or the biggest issue we may have, is transportation. We're not on one of those freeways. We're in between. But there are other modes being talked about, the T-bone on the high-speed rail. But also, our community is so attractive. If you look lately, in the past 2 or 3 years, all of the major publications that have talked about the best cities in the country, where people want to live, where they want to relocate, the best quality of life for the value, and so on, something like 8 out of 10 are in cities that have major state universities. And that's something that nobody else has, other than Austin, of course, is that we have a major state university here that creates a quality of life and an atmosphere, particularly for families and so on, to live in, there where people want to come.
Any suggestions or helpful hints maybe for people with homes now and what to do down the road?
Well, if you have a home right now in this area, and you're not forced to sell and you're not doing anything, I would just sit tight. Our market has been reasonably stable. We're looking for price increases, small, perhaps modest. We had some small modest increase this year. Next year, things will work out, as compared to other areas of the country where they're still looking at declines. If you're thinking about getting a house, I will say to your listeners that if you're in the market right now to get a home and you can qualify for a loan and you've got all of your ducks in a row, that right now, and when I say right now, the next 6 to 8, 9 months is probably going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to take advantage of relatively low prices, low mortgage interest rates, and the federal government giving you money to go do it.
I was going to ask if even beyond that 9-month window that you were talking of, and even if we see just modest increases here, which, as you pointed out, is better than what we're seeing in other parts of the country, right. Do you think the higher interest rates could still have a negative impact on home sales here locally?
I don't think that we're going to see higher interest rates, high enough interest rates, over the next 12 to 18, 24 months to really have a tremendously negative influence. I think we've been enjoying for the last couple of years historically low rates. We've been into the fours, the high 4.5% to 5%. That isn't going to last. And we'll probably go back into the sixes. But the housing market at a 6.5%, 6.75% rate is still very viable. And I can remember you're much younger than I, buying homes at 9-10% interest. Well, to buy one at 6.5 is that's manna from heaven. So now I don't think our outlook on the interest rates right now poses any real severity on the housing market. It'll affect a few people, maybe right on the edge. But I don't think overall it'll have that big impact. The bigger impact will be credit standards, underwriting standards applied by the banks and by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Ginnie Mae and FHA in how one qualifies for a mortgage. So remember I said, if you're in the market and you can qualify for a mortgage, now is the time to be pulling the trigger.
Dr. Gaines, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.